Ekatra Foundation presents the Ekatra Dialogue, an exploration of the world's greatest thinkers and ideas. This audio summary has been prepared with the help of Ekatra AI. Welcome, everyone, to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into the incredible story of a young woman whose voice truly shook the world, Malala Yousafzai.
That's right. We're looking at her memoir, I Am Malala, the story of the girl who stood up for education and was shot by the Taliban.
And it's so much more than just a biography, isn't it? It's about unbelievable courage.
Absolutely. It's about conviction and this fierce, fierce belief in education as a basic human right.
So our mission today, what are we trying to unpack here?
Well, we really want to pull out the deep insights from her story, you know, get beyond the headlines.
Understand the fight for education, the power of just one person speaking out.
Exactly. The power of one voice against really violent suppression. And what happens when people stay silent?
We'll trace her journey, right? From being a young girl in Pakistan's Swat Valley.
Through that horrific attack and then becoming this global figure for peace, it's quite a path.
It really says so much about, well, about humanity itself.
It does.
Okay, so let's set the scene. Where does this story begin? Not in conflict, initially.
No, not at all. It starts in the Swat Valley, which she just adored. Called it her paradise.
Beautiful place, from her descriptions.
Stunning. And she grew up immersed in her Pashtun heritage. That's the main culture there. Strong traditions, hospitality, a real sense of honor.
So a pretty normal childhood for a while. School, friends.
Yeah, exactly. Mountains, rivers, peace. It sounds, well, idyllic for a time.
But her father, Ziauddin Yousafzai, he seems absolutely key from the start.
Oh, completely central. He wasn't just, you know, running a school. He was an activist, a poet.
And kind of revolutionary for that context.
Definitely. In a society with really strong patriarchal norms where daughters weren't always valued in the same way.
And he defied that.
Totally. He didn't just let Malala get an education. He actively pushed her, nurtured her mind, told her to speak out. Famous quote, he'd give her freedom, not traditions.
Wow.
And he named her after Malalai of my wand.
The Pashtun folk hero.
That's the one, a woman known for rallying troops in battle. Looking back, it feels like foreshadowing, doesn't it? Giving her this sense of destiny.
It really does. So those core values, education, freedom, equality, they were baked in from the very beginning.
Absolutely. Not just ideas in a book, but lived realities because of her father. He saw her potential, full stop, not her gender.
And that became the foundation for everything later.
The bedrock of her fight.
But that paradise, as she called it, it didn't last. Things started to change.
Mm-hmm. This is where the darkness begins to creep in. Slowly at first, then much more menacingly.
The Taliban.
Yes. Their influence started growing in Swat. It wasn't an overnight takeover, more like a shadow spreading.
How did it start?
Insidiously, really. A figure named Mullah Fazlullah was key. He used illegal radio, Mullah FM, they called it.
Broadcasting extremist views.
Exactly. Twisting interpretations of Islam, playing on local grievances, promising this sort of pure society. But the reality was brutal restrictions.
Like what specifically?
Oh, banning music, telling barbers they couldn't shave beards, forcing women into burqas, the whole head-to-toe covering.
And the schools.
That was the big one, especially for Malala. They started targeting schools, particularly girls' schools. Bombing them, shutting them down.
Declaring girls' education un-Islamic.
Precisely. A direct threat to their ideology. Suddenly, just holding a book if you were a girl was an act of defiance.
It's hard to wrap your head around. And in the middle of all this, Malala, at just 11, she starts her activism.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible. She began writing a diary anonymously for the BBC Urdu service.
Under a pseudonym.
Right. Gul Makai, which means cornflower. And this diary, it became this vital window for the outside world.
A child's view of life under the Taliban.
Exactly. Documenting the fear, the school closures, but also her absolute determination to learn, even as they tried to stop her.
Well, it wasn't just reporting facts, it sounds like.
No, it was raw. Hope, terror, the human cost of it all. This was way before, you know, youth activism became so visible online, just this powerful anonymous voice.
Which leads us to the moment that really changed everything. The assassination attempt.
October 9th, 2012. It's the climax of the story, isn't it? The part everyone knows, but the details are still shocking.
Just a normal school day, riding the bus home?
Totally ordinary. Then a masked gunman stops the bus, gets on.
And asks for her by name.
Chillingly, yes. Who is Malala? And when the other girls look towards her, he shot her. point-blank range.
And her friends were hit, too.
Yes. Two other girls were injured. It wasn't random. It was a targeted hit to silence her, this girl demanding education.
The aftermath must have been just chaos.
Utter chaos and terror. She was critically injured. The bullet went through her head, neck, ended up in her shoulder. It's amazing she survived.
And the journey to get her treatment.
A desperate scramble. Local hospitals, then specialists in Rawalpindi. Finally, the decision to fly her to Birmingham, England.
To the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. And initially, she went alone.
Yeah, her family couldn't get travel papers sorted out immediately. Imagine that, critically injured, a child, alone in a foreign country.
That detail just hits hard.
It really amplified the global reaction. Outrage, support poured in. This personal attack became this massive global symbol overnight.
And the irony, the terrible irony.
Exactly. They tried to silence her, literally end her voice.
But instead, they amplified it massively.
Gave her a global stage she could never have predicted. Turned her personal tragedy into this universal call to action.
Her recovery in the UK must have been incredibly difficult.
Oh, immensely. Physically, emotionally. Waking from a coma, dealing with facial paralysis, balance issues.
And adjusting to a whole new culture.
A world away from SWAT, the language, the customs, everything, on top of the trauma she'd endured.
But that period also marked her shift, right? Mm-hmm. From local activist to...
to global icon. It happened quite fast. Less than a year after the attack, she's speaking at the UN.
That famous speech on her 16th birthday.
One child, one teacher, one book, and one pen can change the world. Just so powerful. It wasn't just a slogan. It was her lived experience, her call to action.
She became a voice for millions who didn't have one.
Absolutely. And then came the Malala Fund, co-founded with her father, a concrete way to keep fighting for girls' education worldwide, turning that personal pain into a global movement.
But even with all that global recognition, meeting leaders, inspiring people, she missed home.
Deeply. You feel that longing throughout the book for SWAT, for the mountains, the rivers.
It reminds you she's still a young woman, displaced.
Exactly. Wrestling with identity, displacement, what home even means when you can't go back. Carrying your heritage while building a new life. It's complex.
So let's drill down into her core philosophy.
Yeah.
What's really driving her, based on the book?
Well, first and foremost, it's the transformative power of education. For Malala, it's not just about learning things or getting jobs.
It's more fundamental.
It's about liberation, empowerment, critical thinking. The book makes it so clear why extremists hate it, especially for girls.
Because it challenges their control.
Precisely. Educated people, especially women, think for themselves. They question narratives. They seek agency, economic independence. That completely undermines authoritarian control. It exposes the lies.
Okay, so education first. What else?
Then there's the courage of a single voice. Her famous line, "We realize the importance of our voices only when we are silenced."
It really resonates.
Her story shows how one person's moral courage, amplified, you know, by media and a clear message, can just explode onto the world stage. It forces people to pay attention to human rights.
It changes the whole conversation.
Definitely. And linked to that is the impact of progressive fatherhood. Ziodin's role can't be overstated.
Championing her in that patriarchal society.
It's a powerful lesson change often starts at home, with people brave enough to break norms.
And finally, distinguishing her faith from extremism.
Yes, this is crucial. Malala is devoutly Muslim. She argues passionately that the Taliban's actions are a distortion, that true Islam supports education, compassion, equality. She reclaims her faith from the extremists.
It's such a necessary clarification.
It really is. Offering that nuanced understanding is vital.
These aren't just abstract points, are they? They're forged in her actual experience.
Absolutely. Tested by fire, literally. Yeah. It makes you, the reader, think about your own values. What do I stand for? Am I living it?
So if we broaden out, what are the human lessons here? How does her story connect to us today?
Well, there are quite a few, I think. First, it's just a masterclass in cultivating resilience.
Turning trauma into purpose.
Exactly. That quote, "Weakness, fear, and hopelessness died. Strength, power, and courage was born." It's about actively transforming adversity, not just surviving it.
And we can apply that to our own setbacks.
For sure. Seeing challenges not as dead ends, but as chances to dig deeper, find strength we didn't know we had, not letting fear paralyze us.
What else?
The importance of finding your voice. Speaking up for what you believe in, even when it's hard.
Maybe not facing down the Taliban, but...
Right. But in our own lives, identifying issues we care about in our communities, however small, advocating for change, speaking up at work, supporting a local cause, even just expressing a different viewpoint respectfully.
Using the voice we have.
Yes. And third, there's a powerful lesson in media literacy.
How so?
We see both sides. Fazlul is radio manipulative, designed to control. Malala's blog, seeking truth, aiming to liberate.
It highlights how media can be weaponized or used for good.
Exactly. It's a call to be critical consumers of information. Question sources, understand the narratives being pushed, spot propaganda. That skill feels more essential now than ever.
Definitely. Her fight, it's not just over there, is it? It resonates here.
Profoundly. It's about how we engage with the world, how we learn, how we use our voices, and how we defend those basic rights that let everyone thrive.
I Am Malala really stays with you. It's challenging, inspiring.
It really is. A testament to the human spirit and the sheer impact one young woman had.
So let's wrap up with the key takeaways. If you had to boil it down.
Okay, three things. First, an emotional insight. It's that incredible affirmation of human courage. Not fearlessness, but acting despite fear, even against brutal oppression.
Right. The strength of the human spirit.
Second, an intellectual insight. Education isn't just nice to have, it's the absolute bedrock of freedom. Denying it, especially to girls, is a core tactic of tyranny. It's about controlling thought.
A tool of oppression.
Precisely. And finally, a universal insight. One determined voice with a clear message truly can be more powerful than an army. The fight for education is the fight for human rights. They're inseparable.
Powerful stuff. So, final thought for you, our listeners, to take away, reflecting on Malala's journey.
Consider this. What small act of courage or what step towards learning something new could you take today, right where you are?
Something to uphold those values Malala fought for.
Exactly. What's your small act?
Thank you so much for joining us on this deep dive.
Join us next time for a new episode featuring another world-renowned individual, a new book, and a new idea that has shaped our world. This audio summary is brought to you by Akatra Foundation.